Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Schwartz.
Yeah, hi, Adrian.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? This is Erica.
Okay, you're hearing well. You're hearing me well?
Yes, I am. No
okay,
hearing
in a few
loss.
Minutes. Yeah, say that again.
I said no hearing loss. Here.
Oh, no hearing loss. That's the next part of my show.
We'll deal with that, too.
Right. So anyway, you'll be hearing some voice, I think, coming in that is an automated voice, which you will, it's very annoying, didn't start yet, but it'll be off when we have our show beginning. So you'll hear music,
okay.
I will introduce you, and then we will talk for, I guess, about 11 minutes, and then we'll do it again. You'll hear some music at the end of our segment. I may have to cut you off. It's hard to know, but I'm going to try not to. I'll try to just vamp for a few seconds so that the music comes on, and then we talk again off the air about what you'd like to cover in the next segment, and we do the same thing. Okay? So it's 2 seconds.
Sounds like a plan.
It is a good plan. Now, I see the very, very good press release that I have, so I think I know what's going on. They didn't send the book, but that's okay. Because
you're kidding.
No, that's okay. I have some background in this.
Oh, you probably get 1,000 books. I wouldn't worry.
Yeah, I actually do, but this one I'm going to read.
Are you kidding? Well, that's great.
Well, you'll see why, but
thank
I won't
you.
Tell you why. I won't tell you, I'll surprise
you.
I won't tell you why. But
thank you anyway, regardless.
Yeah.
I'm honored.
Now tell me a little bit about your practice in New York.
Well, you know, I'm a trauma surgeon, and I have a concierge medical practice that focuses on prevention, wellness, coordinating care, and loving our patients. Obviously the hormones. Wait, I'm sorry, I was speaking over you. What did you say?
Well, that's what I was saying. Do you do the hormone testing?
How do we do the hormone testing?
No, do
well,
you? You do hormone testing.
Of course, but that's bloods, biomarkers, body composition, but more than anything else, the patient's story.
All right. So my listeners are very interested in tests. They're interested in the genetic tests. We always have doctors on who do that. They're interested in 23andMe.
We'll talk
so
about the fact that,
So they're going to want to know about hormone testing.
Okay. We've been doing this for 25 years. So
okay,
we do hormone testing on everybody. But unless it matches the story and it fits in with the symptoms, it doesn't mean very much. The same with the genetic testing. Your genetic, you know, what your genetic material tells you does not necessarily mean that that's what's going to be expressed. So you need to know about environmental and everything else. So unless it's in context, you can't figure out, you know, unless you have the pieces of the puzzle, you're not going to really know what the puzzle really says.
All right. So that's what we're going to start with. I'm going to be framing the question about that point of view or that philosophy. And we'll stay with just the hormone testing because on the genetics, we've had many, many people, but this is a good new beginning on the hormones, and I'm very excited about that. One is the context. Yeah, one is the context. The other will be, you'll see, that I'll ask you about how it's actually done and what you could find out from it. And then if we have a time in the first segment, I'll go on to what do you do about it. And if we don't, we'll do in the second segment, what do you do about it. Now, in terms of yourself, I have the book. I know and tell people where to find it. Is there a website also that you want me to send them to?
Send them to Dr. Erica, DREERIK.com.
Okay.
If they want to learn more about the practice, it's ESHealth.com.
Very good. The
book's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, so anyway.
Sure. Right. Yes.
So, and it's number one, you know. It's number one on hot new releases in health Amazon. So that's really amazing to me.
No, it's not amazing to me because it's a wonderful topic. I also love Don't Let Your Doctor Kill You. That's another situation.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Well, see, that is actually the closest to my heart. Because I've been a doctor for 40 years, and I'm sick and tired of seeing doctors not loving and not caring about their patients and coming up with such messes. But we can't talk about it today because we're talking about hormones.
Yeah, well, we
but anytime
we
want to talk about that, bring me in on that one.
Well, we will. We will.
You know, because I am so sick and tired of, I spend more time protecting my patients from other doctors and the healthcare system than anything else. And, you know, the hormones is where I started, and they're doing great. But the hormones, if you don't protect your patients, are going to just do so much. And that's the problem. But we're not doing that today because that's like so, you know. Yeah, but I have to tell you, to me that's the one that's the near and dear to me because I just love my patients and they love me. And I feel like unless you care about each other, you're not going to do anything right.
So we may get some of that in, and I think we are ready.
You're the boss.
Yeah, Sue, we are ready, but we haven't heard the usual voice. Okay, good. She's finished. Good. All right, so we can go ahead now, Sue. And now we just have to be quiet. You'll hear.
Where are you? By the way, where are you?
Wait, Stuart, just one second. I'm in New Jersey currently right now, but I'm in New York all the time. New York City.
So why don't you come visit me?
I will.
Why don't you come visit me? You should come visit me. You'll see the office. You'll love it. And I'll show you what we do in real person, in real life way.
I actually will. I'm away until the beginning of June, but if you're around in the month of June, I'd love to do that.
I am, actually.
Right.
I'll be all month of June. I think I'm back the 5th, and from the 5th till the end of June, I'm here.
Oh, perfect.
So okay, I'll be happy to. And you have my cell phone number.
Yeah, I will get everything at the end. If I don't, but still, we are ready to go now.
My allergies.
I hear it.
My God, my allergies this morning are horrible.
Yeah, I hear. But we just have to be quiet for a second.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, we're going to reset the clock and we'll be quiet now.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. And if you hear that little ditty, you know that it is time for Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we talk about aging, but you know what? We are veering off our topic most of the time because really aging starts at 30. So if you think aging means being old, you're absolutely wrong, even though we call this the Fountain of Truth. Maybe we ought to call it the Fountain of Youth. Today we have a wonderful guest, Dr. Erica Schwartz. She is the author of The New Hormone Solution and a variety of wonderful books. If you take a look under her name, in Amazon, you'll not only see that the new book, The New Hormone Solution, is the number one hot book on health on Amazon, but she has a variety of other books that are really intriguing. My favorite, Don't Let Your Doctor Kill You, and that was written over in 2015, but this is the latest one. And we, in fact, it's not even released until May next month. We're going to be hearing about something that is very new to our show. Very frequently we hear about other modalities when it comes to health. But hormone solutions, that's a little different. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Erica.
Thank you, Adrienne, and it's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show.
Well, we're going to have a good time because I told you I would surprise you. I have an issue, and my issue is that I get overly hot and I get incredibly dehydrated and can even pass out. And everybody looked around, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong? Guess what? It's a hormone imbalance. So hormones are an enormously hidden issue. I think we only think about it in terms of menopause, but after that, who cares? So explain to us, first of all, what is a hormone? Then we're going to look into how you test for it and what you can do about it. So what are we talking about? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the hormones are actually, unfortunately, because they're invisible, because we can't touch them, we can't see them, and because we don't talk enough about them, hormones, we don't know anything about them. So this is the thing. Hormones determine everything about us. They're made by special glands like your thyroid gland, your ovaries, your pituitary gland, glands all over your body, and they release in the bloodstream and they affect every function of every cell in our bodies. So insulin, for instance, is a hormone. So when you're talking about diabetes or anything at all, breathing, sleeping, thinking, exercising, everything's hormone related. When we think of hormones, unfortunately, we think of, you know, anabolic steroids that, you know, 18-year-olds take to build muscle. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about our own hormones. Our own hormones, when in balance, when we're in our teens and 20s, make us feel beautiful, healthy, bounce back from being sick or overindulging immediately, not being sick. We don't have wrinkles. We're fertile. We're exciting and excited. That's what hormones do.
I've had some hormone replacement during the menopause times, which is a long time ago, my friends. But then they were withdrawn from the market.
No such thing.
I'll tell you. They were withdrawn from the market because there was cancer studies and so on. Now, I know things have changed. People now can get tested a lot more for hormones.
Well, wait, Adrienne.
Tell me about that.
Hormones were great for you. So this is the thing. When you lose your hormones, and by the way, I take care of 16-year-olds. So hormone imbalances occur at all ages. It's not limited to menopause. And when you lose your hormones around menopause, you start increasing the risk of heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, all the medical problems. So hormones are great for you.
That's more important.
That's the worst thing.
It's the worst.
Right.
Of course.
So the thing is that you need your hormones. So this is the thing is the better hormone supplementation replacement that you put in, the better balance you create, the more you keep people young and healthy forever.
Now, you do hormone testing in your practice, and Dr. Erica Schwartz, author of The New Hormone Solution. Now, because it's a short show, I can't tell everybody all your great accolades, but she has many books out. You should really go to her website, which is Dr. Erica, ERIKA.com. Knowing more about the practice is also possible, ESHealth.com. Now, what we want to do here is we want to really hone in on testing. People want to know what to do about the things they hear on my show. They don't only want to know, hey, hormones are important. We've talked a little bit about genetic testing in the past. Tell me about hormone testing.
Well, we test every single patient, and we test them blood testing. Saliva testing is useless for anything except for cortisol. So we do blood testing on every patient. We test hormones. Unfortunately, when you're young and healthy, nobody knows enough. The doctors don't know enough. They have no training in hormones. So you don't know what your ideal hormone levels are. So we get the patients when they start having problems. So we do the blood tests. We do what we call biomarkers, which is non-invasive ways of seeing what the basal metabolic rate is like, percent body fat, how your body is functioning from the inside out, if you are at risk of heart disease, of strokes, what your lungs are functioning like and what your brain looks like in a very simple, non-invasive way. It takes a couple of hours. So patients come in and stay there and have the testing done. Then we sit down with the patients, and we sit down and listen to the patient's story. And sometimes it can take 2 hours. But when you listen to the patient's story, you can put together the test results from the bloods and the biomarkers and figure out what applies to the patient versus what's just a number. So
now,
when we put together the story...
Before we go on to that, I want to ask this question for again on behalf of the listeners. There are people all over the country, and if they're on the app, they're even listening all over the world. They can't go to see Dr. Erica Schwartz, but you can. She's in New York City. But if you can't, I wouldn't even know what kind of doctor a person goes to. Is it a general practitioner to see if they're involved with this? Is there a specialist here? Because these are many, in many cases, preventive issues. It's not like you're going to a specialist because you've been referred for a problem. What type of doctor would one look for?
That's why the hormone solution, the new hormone solution, tells you exactly what the tests should be, what should be done. There's a whole chapter on testing, so you could take it to your doctor. There are not enough doctors trained in prevention and certainly not enough doctors trained in hormones. So you kind of have to own the information. Primary care doctors, very few GYNs know anything. Gynecologists don't know anything about hormones, sadly. So there are doctors being trained. We have a not-for-profit we've created that we train doctors. There are a few organizations around the country, Age Management Medicine Group. There are people who have put together educational tools for the doctors. So you look around, you will find doctors who do prevention. They're usually primary care doctors who are interested in making sure that they keep you healthy rather than ping-ponging you to specialists. So they're internists.
In the couple of minutes we have left before the end of the segment, because we're certainly going to look very deeply now into what one would do about it and what kind of replacements are possible in our next segment. But in this segment, just to catch up, one of the things that you're really passionate about is when you get these tests from whoever you get them, that they know who you are. Can you explain a little bit to everybody about that passion of yours and your concern?
I think that's the most important piece. You know, anybody can test the hormone levels, and that's why in the book I give the information. So you just take it to your doctor. But if your doctor doesn't know you, looks at you only as the results of a test, doesn't understand you, doesn't put all the pieces together of the puzzle, your diet, exercise, lifestyle, stress, you know, medication you're taking, everything about you, listens to you and cares about you, they're not going to be able to give you the support you need. And it's a shame because it's a lot simpler than you think. Putting the pieces together, because we have so many advanced methods of testing, putting the pieces together with the reality of who you are and caring about you will make the difference between you having a great opportunity to feel great and stay healthy and missing the boat.
Well, we are talking with, and I'll use the word great again, the great Erica Schwartz. Dr. Schwartz is fantastic. You're going to certainly want to go to her website, Dr. Erica. We'll talk a little bit about the fact that she does train other doctors, so she knows a lot more than your doctor might. So get the book, The New Hormone Solution. You can get that on Amazon. It's the new hot health book on Amazon, number one. But she's telling you something else, too, and that is proactive. You have to be your own advocate and be proactive for yourself. We talk about this all the time. It is an essential part of successful aging. Don't sit back and get pushed around. We're going to talk about hormone replacement and what it can do for you when we return.
Because I am happy I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, so this is perfect. This is exactly what I was hoping would happen.
Oh, it's great.
In our next segment, I do want to talk about what the results of this is. You get your testing, you find out something, and then there's, I don't know, is it a hormone replacement? Is it lifestyle? I don't really know what the next step would be. It's everything.
Right,
so we
it's
want to
everything.
Talk about
and, you know, it's not hormone replacement because we work with bioidentical hormones, which are identical to the hormones your body makes. So it's supplementation. So you're
okay,
just
so
like
what?
Supplementing, even though it's prescription, even though it's, you know, real serious medication like hormones, it's about supplementing and balancing and then
so
tweaking.
Off the air, I'll ask you because if it's a wrong question, I won't ask on the air. In my real life, aside from I'm a lawyer, an elder law attorney for many years, but when I retired, I became a financial gerontologist. And that means that I'm very interested in what things cost. So are these things ever covered, or is it always out of your own pocket?
Always covered. Always covered.
Always covered.
Everything's covered. The only thing that's not covered is me, because I will not get involved with insurance, because I will not work for anybody but you, the patient. So I never took insurance. You know, I started this in the early 90s, and I said, you know what? I'm not working for a third party. I'm working for the patient. And in order to work for the patient, I can't be involved with these weirdos who want to make money off the patient or off of me. So the testing is fully covered. The insurance is covered.
That's all I'll ask about. I'll ask about that.
Okay. Listen, I'll follow your lead.
Yeah. Now we have to be quiet. We're good.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy.
And boy, are we inappropriate for our age. We are talking about hormones and the new hormone solution. Not even out yet, so we scooped it May 9th, 2017. Already the number one new health book on Amazon, written by Dr. Erica Schwartz with a terrific practice in New York City. But more than that, she trains. In 27, she founded BHIonline.org, a not-for-profit educational organization, to train doctors. And maybe you should tell your doctor to go and get trained by her, because you're going to want to know your hormone levels. Now, we talked about what that was, what it could mean to you, but we didn't talk about what to do about it. So, Dr. Erica, let's say somebody is tested, and you know what their hormone levels are in different areas of their body, and it's throughout the body. What can they do about it? And what does it actually tell you?
Well, the testing, as we said, the blood tests tell you where the patient is at that particular point in time when the testing is done. That means that whether they have high, normal, probably low as we get older, hormone levels, it has to fit in with the clinical picture, with the story, with why the patient came there, what they're looking for, you know, what their symptoms are, what's going on. So if that makes sense together, and in the case of the patients that come to see us and the people who should be reading the book will figure it out, then you have hormone options. You have adrenal support. You have thyroid support. You have estradiol. You have progesterone. You have testosterone. You have growth hormone. There are a ton of options of hormones, but it's not replacement. It's supplementation. I only work with bioidentical hormones, which are identical to what your body makes. So your body recognizes these hormones as their own. They're prescription medications. Some of them you can get at your local pharmacy because they're FDA approved. Excuse me. Some of them you might have to have compounded. Some you take by mouth. Some you have in creams. Some you can introduce into your vagina if you have to. And they're different. Some are injectables. Depends on what works best for you and how you and your doctor work out what suits your lifestyle and what gives you the best results.
And, you know, people, again, our listeners know that in my other life, I'm a financial gerontologist, which is something nobody ever heard of, but that's something that we ought to do a whole show on. But I'm always looking for successful aging and what is it going to cost. And for the most part, I do that for individuals. A lot of financial gerontologists actually work for pharmaceutical companies, and they look at it from the point of view of what's it going to cost the company. But are some of these treatments or all of these supplements and replacements covered generally? Are these out-of-pocket solution?
Yes. No.
Wow.
So this is part of the fallacy of people not knowing about hormones.
Sure.
Is, first of all, the testing is covered by insurance. The medication, I mean, the hormones are covered by insurance for the most part. If you buy it from the drugstore and your doctor writes the prescription from the local pharmacy, like CVS, Rite Aid, whatever they are, they're totally covered. If you have it compounded, made specifically for you at a compounding pharmacy, some compounding pharmacies take insurance, some don't, but they give you like a statement so you can get reimbursed. They're a lot less expensive. This whole process is a lot less expensive than getting sick. And
that's for sure.
The process, yeah, so if you feel good, you're enjoying your life and it can be inappropriate for your age forever, which is great because you want to do that.
Or you can
allow getting sick and being in a system that constantly tests you and does nothing to make your life better. So the cost for you as a financial gerontologist, you should recommend to everybody, the reality is that whatever they're spending on this that the insurance doesn't cover is worth millions of dollars over the long run because they're not going to get sick. It's going to improve their life and the quality of their life. And that cannot be really measured financially. Just protect the patient from being taken advantage of by dishonest marketing, as we know.
That's a big problem. I do want to say that dishonest marketing is a strange thing. There's a philosophy I have. I don't like the words anti-aging. I love aging.
Me neither. I don't use it. Me too.
But
because you're not anti-aging. You're aging great. That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. What the
aging
marketing
healthy.
I see is anti-aging. You know, take
right.
these shots and, you know, pay $1,200 a shot and you'll stay young forever. This is not what we're talking about.
No.
Exactly.
No, we're talking about understanding hormones, how you function, how you can use the right hormones, and putting them as part of the puzzle that makes up your life so you come up with healthy life for as long as you're around.
And, you know, in the moment or so we have left, I just want to know, is there a difference in your opinion, and your opinion counts because you are one of the international leaders in hormone expertise. Is there any difference, anything specific we should be listening for with our doctor if we're over the age of 60 as opposed to the younger folks you work with?
I think that over the age of 60, people accept what the doctor says, the gospel. The doctor does not live in your body, so the doctor does not know how you're feeling. You know better. So if it makes sense, listen. If it doesn't make sense, ask the doctor to notice you. Make sure they're looking at you, Adrian, not a 60-plus-year-old person. Because you know what? They throw you in a bucket that automatically follows certain protocols, and they don't see you as an individual. If you're not seen as an individual, don't be quiet. Don't be intimidated. Walk away. Find someone who notices you. You're not invisible.
Yeah, you know what? It's so interesting, and unfortunately we're at the end of our time. We actually talk a lot about visibility and becoming invisible as you age, from both sexuality, appearance, workforce, even our family. The issue of successful eldering, meaning having a place in society, is something we talk a lot about. And
it's in the book. I talk about it
in the
new Hormone Solution, too.
And I will tell you that the New Hormone Solution is a book you've got to read. This is not a hard book to read. This is not something where your eyes are going to glaze over, because Dr. Erica Schwartz is there to make you in charge. And you may also, by the way, a lot of my listeners are grandparents. There is the teen weight loss solution.
Me too.
I know that. Yeah, you too. Congratulations. Not me yet.
Thank you.
The 30-day natural hormone plan. The point is that when you go on Amazon, you'll see the new hormone solution. Start with that one. But you probably will go down the line with the other books. And, you know, we thank you so much for being with us. This is something that we're going to repeat because Dr. Erica Schwartz has been very kind. We're going to talk about the idea of taking charge of your own health care. And she's very passionate about doctors and what they can do for you and how they can also hurt you. So that's going to be another show. Okay, Dr. Erica?
Adrian, I can't thank you enough. This is wonderful.
You
and I hope it helps people. And thank you for what you're doing.
And we'll be right back. You're going to hear as well as listen.
And
I'll tell you what I mean in a minute.
Don't
go anywhere.
For my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, that is terrific.
Good.
And certainly not long enough. I do love your idea, though, about talking about taking charge. I would love to. I'll
yeah,
speak with Matt.
Stop being victims because they victimize us. They're disgusting what they do. Yes. So anything I can do. Listen, I'm serious about inviting, you know,
right.
Really. You have a full invitation anytime. Come to the office. Come hang out with me. Let me show you what I do, and let's spread the word further and further. Because people, we
maybe
really, there's no reason.
I haven't had tested. I'll get tested too. Why not?
So come. I'll be happy to. Absolutely.
Give
be
me,
honest.
What's the number that I need to call you at?
Well, I'll give you my cell phone number, and you can text me,
whatever,
and then we'll do it through me.
Okay.
I'll give you my cell phone. It's 917.
And you use text a lot, right?
Of course.
Yeah,
I'm a concierge doctor, remember? 24/7, everybody texts me. 917-952-0400.
Okay, great. I have to get off
so
to take on my next test.
Just say, this is Adrian, you know, and we'll figure out, we'll make a date. Then you'll come
I'll
show you everything.
Yeah,
and you teach me
day.
About, I think, you know, the thing with the financial, you know, how much it costs, and how these, you know, the drug companies are so smart about figuring out how they can make money, is how do we protect the public from them making money when they shouldn't be? That's
understood.
The thing.
And we're going to talk more about that, and I'm going on to my next guest, but we really will meet. So I'm not going to hang up. You have to, because he's on, and I have to keep my line open, okay?
Okay, I'll hang up. Take
care,
Adrian. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello, Dr. Cherry Curry.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am well.
Oh, we
are
not
you?
On the air. Yeah, we're not on the air. We're just going to talk for a second before we go on the air, okay?
Okay.
I just want to make sure I'm saying your name right. Is it Srikant Cherry?
Yeah, Cherry Curry.
Cherry Curry, I'm sorry.
Yep. Cherry's a fruit, curry's a spice.
Cherry Curry, just like that. Cherry Curry. And is it Srikant? Srikant?
Yeah.
My same first
fine.
Name. Okay. Now, in addition to your company, is there a website you want people to go to?
It's www.mdhearingaid.com.
Okay.
That's like M like Mary, D like David, hearingaid.com.
Right. So actually just the same name as the firm that you founded.
Yep.
Okay, very good. And you're talking to us from Chicago now. Am I right?
That's correct.
Great, so thank you for getting up a little early. I'm going to talk about the product. This is going to be a fairly easy one for you because it's going to be questions that I'm very interested in the product itself, okay? But before that, what I don't understand, and I'm going to ask you this, I don't understand why this hasn't happened before. Why it's been so expensive and why it hasn't been available over the counter this way. There seems something strange about what the FDA has done because I know so many older adults and they really can't hear. Most people, by the time they're 55 years old, have hearing loss. They don't admit it because they don't want to wear it. But it's very, very expensive, and it's out of pocket. It's one of the few things that Medicare doesn't cover. So I don't understand how. What's going on? Do you have a view of why it's taken so long to have this breakthrough and why it isn't covered in the first place?
Well, when Medicare began at its origins, it started at age 65, and life expectancy was in the late 60s at that point. So it wasn't like we had expensive technologies like CT scans, MRIs, and people didn't really live into their 90s, for exception. What Medicare decided is things not essential for life, and they put hearing aids, glasses, and dental into that category.
Interesting.
It are not going to be covered, and it just continued that way, even as bodies of literature suggested that hearing loss is much more of a medical condition than those others, and links to a lot of things such as cognitive decline, falling, poor social functioning, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I think we're going to start with that. Yeah, we're going to start with that and talk about the real dangers of hearing loss, and then go into the product. Very fascinating product. Congratulations on it, by the way.
Thank you.
It's a great thing. Is it going gangbusters, or what's the story here?
It's doing well, yes. You know, as you alluded to before, this is not a purchase that people are running out to get.
Right.
Hearing
That's
loss is not treated with demand as maybe some of the products you were talking about earlier in the show.
True. All right. You'll see how we treat this. We're going to have a good time. The only thing to know is at the end of each segment, I may cut you off a little bit earlier than you think because I know that music is coming, and then you're not heard all that well over the music. So we'll just wrap it up, and then we'll talk again, and we'll go on to our last segment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so now we're going to be quiet. Stu, we are ready. Yes, we are ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And we are back, and this is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And this is one of my happy moments. I'm singing my happy song because we have with us today Dr. Srikant Cherry Curry, and he has a very simple message. He has created something that's on the market for you this moment in time. What is it? It's hearing aids that don't cost a fortune. That's a big thing to say, and I am so excited to see this. So, Dr. Cherry Curry, I just want to tell you that many years ago, I was a consultant to one of the largest groups of what we would call NORCs, Naturally Occurring Retirement Communities in New York City. 3,000 people in a variety of 10 buildings in the middle of New York City. People don't even know it's there. It's called Penn South. And the biggest thing they told me was that their hearing aids have to be paid for out of pocket, and they're $2,000 to $3,500. And in comes MD hearing aid, and it should be a revolution, but it's not because people don't acknowledge the fact that they've lost their hearing. Let's start by talking a little bit about the reluctance you see in the field of simply putting on a hearing aid where everybody will put on a pair of glasses. What do you think that's about?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. You bring up a great question. And what happens is hearing loss is typically very gradual, and the body has ways to compensate for it, such as lip reading or using context clues if you miss a syllable, things like that. Also, with vision, for example, to compare to glasses like you mentioned, vision, you get constant input whether you know it. I mean, there's no question that there's no input. You can look outside and see that you're supposed to see something clearly. Hearing, the person with the hearing loss doesn't necessarily know they're not hearing. And it's usually a family member or a spouse or a coworker that can recognize the hearing loss first. And then there's years and years of denial and compensation. And then they say the studies show typically 5 to 7 years from the onset of hearing loss till someone finally takes the plunge and looks into the hearing aid.
Because the average person at 55 is already losing some of their hearing. And so that means it wouldn't be 62, 63, maybe even later in life that that they would use the hearing aid. I also think, by the way, that it has to do with vanity. We've accepted the fact that glasses are okay. Not only that, you can spend $500 on frames and look, you know, like Marlene Dietrich or something. That's a name that nobody else remembers but me. But hearing aids make you look old. Look, we're a vanity organization here, us baby boomers. But the other problem, of course, is the cost. And this is what you've harnessed. $2,000 to $3,000 for the average person is very difficult. And yet MH Hearing Aid has something that works very well. So tell us a little bit about the product and where it can be found.
Sure. So MD Hearing Aids are FDA-registered hearing aids that cost anywhere from $300 to $550 each. The price you quoted before, $2,000 to $3,000, is for a single aid, and most people would benefit from two. Imagine if you were using only a monocle to help with vision. It's not nearly as good as stereotactic or bilateral vision. So those costs are enormous. Medicare does not cover it. And you alluded to something else. There is a vanity or a stigma issue. The one take-home point I want people to realize is they have no idea how much quality of life is being affected by them ignoring their hearing loss. And that's the main take-home point here. It's not to help you hear better. It's to help you live a much more enriched life. And that can only be possible when all of your senses are working at their maximum. Imagine going to a restaurant without taste. That's not going to be that fun. Imagine going to a movie with blurry vision. That's not going to be that fun. If you have hearing loss and you're ignoring it, you're missing so many beautiful moments in any given day.
I'll go beyond that. We have a responsibility on this show to age well and to age successfully. And part of that is not to deny. Now, one of the things that our group is very angry about is discrimination in the workplace. But let me tell you something, folks. If you are in your 50s and you don't recognize that you have a hearing issue and you are working, the fault might be yours that people are saying, gee, I don't know, we can't work with Joe. I think it's because he's older. It may not be because he's older. It may be because you can't hear. And this is a really important part of your life. And many of us are working through our 70s. Imagine working with somebody in a workplace who can't hear you and thinks they can. That's the interesting part. Now, Dr. Cherry Curry, you did say that, and it's true, that Medicare doesn't cover these costs. And you gave me a very important explanation. Tell everybody why their hearing aids are not covered.
When Medicare was founded, it began at age 65, and life expectancy was into the late 60s, and it was rare that people lived into their 80s or 90s. At that time, Medicare declared that we would cover everything essential for life and exclude things non-essential for life, and in that category was hearing, dental, and glasses. Now, granted, since that time, life expectancy has grown, technology has made advances by leaps and bounds, and we have scores of data now supporting that untreated hearing loss is linked to cognitive decline, depression, increased risk of falling, and social isolation. But still, hearing aids have been stuck in that category of, quote, not essential for life. But hopefully now some of that is changing.
Well, I do hope so, but you're trying to change it single-handedly simply by making it less expensive to do it out of pocket. So MD Hearing Aid, and you can look at the website. You go to mdhearingaid.com, so you can see this product. But as I understand it, it's one size fits all. And you'll tell everybody where it could be bought, where it could be purchased. But one of the things I want you to mention is this over-amplification of background sounds. People who do have hearing aids, more than anything, tell me that that's their biggest problem, and they've paid their $6,000, these background sounds. So how is it one size fits all, and how does it help with the background, the ambient noise, I like to call it?
Got it. So that's a great question as well. So there's a lot of bad information out there, as well as a lot of negative press about hearing aids. What happens is if you took a poll of all people with hearing aids, quite a few of them don't like it. So that when people that may need a hearing aid talk to these people, they get discouraged. part of the reason is if you wait too long, your brain actually loses the ability to filter out background noise. And as technologically savvy as these hearing aids are, once the brain has declined, there's nothing that can be done. So those people will not get a great result. What we've done with the MD hearing aid is traditionally hearing aids are fit in a one-on-one in face-to-face environment, custom programmed to your specific hearing loss, which in my opinion is still the best result you can possibly get, but it's also the most expensive and not very accessible geographically or otherwise. We have identified by reviewing thousands of hearing tests over the course of my practice and my audiologist practice that most people with age-related hearing loss fell into the same three or four configurations on their hearing test. And what we did is we pre-programmed those configurations as program settings 1 through 4 or 1 through 3, depending on the aid. And that allowed the user to make adjustments to the volume dial in different settings so that they can dial in what they need in their particular environment with their particular hearing loss. So we removed the need for custom programming, which is very expensive and time-consuming. We've eliminated the need to travel somewhere and go face-to-face and spend 4 to 6 different appointment visits to make adjustments. And that's how we're able to get the cost down almost 90%.
Well, that's amazing, because another part of it that I did like about this, and I see people fiddling with the batteries, and now you don't have that. You use a USB cord for recharging. So you've brought a lot of technology to MD hearing aids, and that's really important because, you know, we have problems. We have small motor issues. On this show, Doctor, we talk about aging in all of its aspects. We even talk about the smell of aging. We talk about sexuality. We talk about the great contributions we can make to the world. But at the end of the day, it's hard to open a jar. So when you have
yeah.
these batteries, they're terrible.
I'm sorry. Yeah, just to clarify, we have both battery and rechargeable devices, depending on the user's preference. But you bring up a good point, is the technology of the hearing aids have gotten so far ahead of the user that it makes them difficult to use. And what I mean by that is hearing aids got smaller and smaller, so their batteries are literally tiny, meaning I, at 44, have trouble with some of these batteries.
Right.
And I'm a surgeon with good hands. They're just so small, I can't imagine someone like my mother or father changing these batteries. So what we did is with our first...
Yeah, you know, we have to take a little bit of a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the technology part of this so that you're not intimidated by it. Where to find them, right? And also, how you can help other people who are hearing think about it and do something about it. We'll be right back with a little hearing motivation.
For my age, da 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 da.
Okay, so this was very good. What we're going to do is we're going to be silent for a few minutes, get us back on track, do the last segment, but I'm going to start where we left off on the issue of technology and use, okay? By the way, in terms of finding them, can we go to Rite Aid? This is off the air, so I can say what I want. Can we go to Rite Aid or CVS and buy these? How do we get MD Hearing Aid?
Yeah, MD Hearing Aid is only available online right now.
Okay.
And the reason for that is the regulation that prevents a consumer from going to a drugstore and buying a hearing aid. That's also the way we've kept costs down, is as we eliminate retailers and middlemen, we go direct from manufacturer, which is us, to the consumer. Like that's happening in many industries.
So that would be mdhearingaid.com.
That's correct. But okay, once you're there, you can order by phone, by mail, or by web.
But and I also do want to, I hope we have time, I want to talk a little bit about audio testing.
Okay.
And, yeah. So, Stuart, we are ready. We have too much to talk about. We're fine. Okay. Oh, I apologize. We have to reset the clock.
No problem.
But that's all right. Just on the entrepreneurial side of this, which we won't unfortunately have time to talk about, did you start this whole business on your own? How did you do this thing?
I did. Well, I'm an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and so I see these patients on a daily basis.
You may think that I'm full of it.
Yes, Stuart, so we're ready to go. We can be quiet now.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
Hello, hello, hello once again. This is Adrienne Berg, and I am your host of Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And the truth is, you can't hear probably. Look, I'm married for 43 years, Dr. Terry Curry, and this is the way it goes. My husband's office is next door to mine, and I'm screaming, and he's screaming, and we know that we are not hearing. Some fights even take place. For those of you who are married a long time, you know that you didn't hear each other. You heard each other wrong. And then you get mad about something that they didn't even say because you heard it incorrectly. Well, to the rescue is MD Hearing Aid. Founder is our wonderful guest. And by the way, if you want to look into whether these are right for you, simply go to the website. Go to mdhearingaid.com. And please remember that we do not take advertising. This is not an advertisement. There's no compensation. I just think it's very important. As a financial gerontologist, I see people who simply cannot spend $3,000, $4,000, or $6,000, as the doctor says, for two hearing aids. They can't do it, and they can't work, and they miss a lot of life. So that's mdhearingaid.com. Now, doctor, let's go back to the technology part of it. You even mentioned your own folks, your own parents, at the end of our last segment, the idea of technology and these hearing aids. How have you helped with that? Because it is a problem.
So one of the things we did at the outset is we realized that the hearing aids had gotten so advanced that they do everything automatically without even the request or the input of the user. So, for example, with a traditionally programmed hearing aid, if you wanted it louder, you'd have to go in for an appointment and have it set louder. First thing we did is realize that people of this generation, they want some control. They want some on-off switch. They want volume dial. And so we went back to the old analog radios and said, hey, there's an on-off switch that has a click, and you can adjust the volume to your needs. And that was the first thing we did, and that was in 2010. And soon after that, we started seeing a change in the industry that people were adding more user controls. The most recent thing we did is with our MD Hearing Aid Volt, where we realized everything you do with technology is rechargeable, but not your hearing aid. And these batteries can cost up to $1 a battery, which is hundreds of dollars a year. We decided that with cell phone technology and the advent of batteries, we should be able to make a rechargeable battery. So we made the first direct-to-consumer rechargeable hearing aid, which is called the MD Hearing Aid Volt, and it's been a huge success.
Well, it should be. I mean, this would be something that I personally would want to use because, as I say, I have the small motor issues. It's becoming more and more difficult to open jars and do certain other things, and my tweezers are getting overworked and so on. But I want to go on to also, so we have a hearing aid that's affordable. We have a hearing aid that is user-friendly. We have a hearing aid that works, but we don't want hearing aids. Let's just, you know, this is the fountain of truth here. We don't want hearing aids still. And I know that that's something you live with every day and that issue. I get in the mail rather continuously postcards telling me to go in for an audio test. And because I'm the same age group as my listeners. And I haven't done it yet. And this is honestly true. I'm religious about my eyes. I always go. How do we motivate ourselves and each other? Give us a little inspiration when we see this in our spouses, our friends, our mates, and ourselves to go in and simply take that test. And what does that test entail?
Well, you have your radar is up because most of those free hearing tests are not truly free. They're bundled in with trying to sell you something. So that part is true. But what you also illustrate is, as we're getting older, there are people I see every day. They take tons of supplements. They work out. They have their eyes checked, et cetera, et cetera. But they neglect their hearing. And it's not something we've been able to change. It's not something that six multi-billion-dollar international corporations have been able to change. The usability or the user rate of hearing aids has not dramatically improved, even though technology has improved. Part of that is cost, but part of it is not. People, like I said earlier, are able to compensate. There's a fair amount of denial. One of the funny stories I can share is my mother has hearing loss, and she has our hearing aids, but we have to remind her to use them, and there's a fair amount of denial there. Mm-hmm. So I think what people really need to do is they need to get their hearing checked just once a year. In fact, Medicare mandates it, and Medicare covers it. Which is funny because they cover the hearing aid, but not the solution. I'm sorry, the hearing test, but not the solution.
They give you the problem, they don't tell you, they don't cover what to do about it.
Right.
Very good.
And what we've tried to do with MD Hearing Aid is remove any barrier for you to try one of these, so you don't have to get in the car and go somewhere. There's no embarrassment or obstacle to overcome geographically. Get your hearing tested wherever you'd like. Get on the website, mdhearingaid.com. Order one of these. It's 45-day risk-free in-home trial. So you try it at home. See if the TV gets to be less loud. See if the spouse is more happy with you. See if you're enjoying your grandkids more. Or if you're in the workplace, see if you function at a higher level. And if you don't see a difference, you don't have to go face-to-face and try to return something. You just call us and return it. So we've made it effortless, risk-free. The only way you'll know how much they benefit your life and your quality of life is to try them.
Try it.
So that's what I tell people.
Now, tell us, just before we end, the name of the doctor, the type of doctor we should be going to. Throw out the come-on cards that come in the mail. What type of doctor is the right type of doctor for the test?
An ear, nose, and throat doctor, also known as an otolaryngologist, is a medical and surgical specialist of the ear and hearing. They will evaluate your situation, make sure there's no earwax or ear infection or any other cause of hearing loss. They can order a hearing test that's a medical grade hearing test, not just a sales based hearing test to try to sell you something. They will give you a copy of that hearing test, which you can then send to us if you choose. We can evaluate it and tell you how likely our aids will be of success to you. And that's the way to get the best quality hearing test with no sales pressure.
Fantastic. And unfortunately, we're at the end of our time, but here's my idea. Make the hearing aids in gorgeous colors, have little Disney characters on it or your university logo, and have them customized like they do the credit cards, and everybody's going to want one. So that's even people who can hear, they're all going to want one. That's my next idea for MD Hearing. Thank you so much, Dr. That was wonderful.
Great idea.
So
thank you for your time.
Well, this is the thing that we do here. We make it real, and because it is real. It is such a wonderful extra 30 years if you can hear, see, smell, talk, and contribute. So every single week, we say to everybody the same thing. Get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay, that was terrific. Loved it. So go ahead.
Very enjoyable.
I'm glad. You are wonderful. You really are. You know, you're just on your game perfectly, and it comes right through. You should do a lot of these interviews. I hope you're doing them.
Well, I appreciate you having us on. It's an important topic, and it really goes well with what you're saying about wellness and preserving senses. That's really important. This is not an easy message to get across. I appreciate your time with it.
No, it really is true, but I'm figuring out how can we make it pretty? Like, you know, maybe we could have charms hanging from them. But all right. Or, you know what? Team up with Pandora. The Pandora or the Swarovski hearing aid. Then there'll be police lines around. Take care. It's very, very good.
Thank you.
And of course, I'm serious about it. You know, these things start to catch on, like belly rings. So, It is true. If you can hang something from it, it sells. That's our motto. But yeah. I mean, laugh or not, my son's a product executive at Disney. You have no idea who's buying the logos and for what.
That's true.
So it's fascinating stuff. Okay, I will be having this on our homepage. I'll be telling the PR person who got us this information everything about where it could be heard. But it will be heard this Sunday, if you're interested. But it's all over the country, so it's 10 o'clock Eastern time. And
okay.
The easiest way to hear it is on BizTalk app. You can hear it free if you go to your app. Your phone, just hear it on the phone at BizTalk, BizTalk. Okay?
All right, great.
Very good. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.